tracking?
So yes, we did receive the email from Peter Morello, and he mentions a community association at Chandos Lake, where the volunteers do the marking of the water hazards on an annual basis. And in the report here, and actually in his email, he mentions that the Lake Stewardship and Environmental Committee is aware of this, and it seems like there was some discussion somehow with the Lake Stewardship Committee regarding this. I'm just wondering if there was any plans or initiatives of the committee itself for pursuing a project such as this on Manitowoc.
Was Jennifer still online then?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yes, I'm here.
Did you hear Councillor Kekkonen's question?
Yes, I did a little bit of reading while I was waiting for this item to come up. Now, and it confirmed what my basic knowledge is. My understanding is that the Ministry of, I believe it was MNR, removed the markers at some point because they became legally liable if, for example, the marker moved during the winter and was in the wrong place and then somebody hit the rock, they were being sued. And so they, in order to remove their legal liability, they removed the markers and didn't take any responsibility for that. The Department of Fisheries is not responsible for marking either. And so I see that some lake associations have taken on marking the rocks, but the same situation in terms of legal liability would rest then with the lake association. Once they say that they are going to mark the rocks, they're responsible legally if somebody hits the rock and damages their boat or incurs personal injury. So, since we've been on Manitowobbing, what our understanding is that some kind of people go up and mark rocks that are close to their cottages without identifying themselves, and so it becomes, they do it anonymously, which I guess protects them from legal liability. But for any either municipal government or lake association to take that project on requires that they then have the legal liability if somebody does hit a rock. And you know, the markers do move in the spring, so anybody putting them out would have to check them in the spring and make sure they're in the right location. But we go everywhere on the lake because of the nature of our activities, and we always, one of us spots while the other one's driving the boat. So one of us tries to look for rocks, and I don't know that there's any perfect solution to this. That's been our practice, but we certainly personally have hit rocks a couple of times. We haven't had any personal injuries because we always travel slowly, but I do worry about people who are going at great top speeds that their boat will go hitting rocks. It's certainly a situation that is worrisome.
Okay, Councillor Kekkonen, is that answer? I don't think they're going to be taking care of that.
Okay, thank you.
Any other, Councillor Hassan?
Yeah, I think it's kind of obvious by correspondence we've received that nobody wants to take the responsibility on. So if you're going to boat on the lakes, and like Jennifer said, the buoys will appear, and nobody will take claim they put it there. And with Manitowoc, it's really hard to do because of fluctuations in the water. So if you get a season where the water starts to drop way down, obviously you're going to have all sorts of rocks popping up all over the place. So it's almost impossible to do it. So anybody asks me if they're going to Manitowoc Lake, I tell them take a small boat first and go slow and educate yourself. And that's about pretty much what all this literature is saying.
Any further comments? The resolution is quite detailed. It's certainly a lot of work there for the staff to pull all this together and to educate. Whether it helps or not, I don't know, but I guess can't hurt.
Yeah, it can't hurt.
Any further discussion on this? Call the question then. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 23-393, moved by Councilor Ryan, second by Councilor Haskin. Be resolved, Council of the Corporation Township of Cutler does hereby receive the email dated May 15, 2023 from Peter Morrell regarding concerns of unmarked rock in Manitowoc Lake. Any further discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 23-394, moved by Councilor Kekkonen, second by Councilor Zulak. Be resolved, Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby receive the email dated May 7, 2023 from Dave Spiegel regarding MPA, Manitowoc and Peninsula Association request to be involved in professional contract engagements to create a legal agreement between the Township and landowners on Deerfield Road and Bay Drive. Any further discussion? All the question, all those in favor. None opposed. Carried. Resolution 23-395, moved by Councilor Haskin, second by Councilor Ryan. Be resolved, Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar has hereby received a letter dated May 11, 2023 from SOAR Rope Skipping Team asking for a donation to support their World Skipping Competition in Colorado Springs, Colorado, and further donate blank dollars as a discretionary donation. It's Councillor Haskin's motion and Councillor Ryland's second.
Yes, I think this is a great cause. I get to see the skippers every year in town at the Santa Claus Parade, and I know people have volunteered to supervise that group, and it's just been wonderful for years, if not decades, maybe. But anyways, one of the four have qualified for Team Canada to go in the Worlds, and one of them is a granddaughter of Patty Eaton, who volunteers for our township through the Recreation Committee to put on seniors events in the community center. So that's kind of where it originated from, Patty asking if we could want to contribute, as many will, to help offset the costs for them to attend the Worlds. And that would be a representative from Roots right here in McKellar. So I would be in favor of it, and I would suggest a minimal amount of $500.
Other comments? Stephanie? Yes.
I just wanted to comment, not this organization, the Georgian Jumpers. My granddaughter has been a member of the Georgian Jumpers. And if anybody was to ever watch these kids compete, it is amazing to see what they can do. I know that Sophie Dumont, who is Patty Eaton's granddaughter, used to be with Georgian Jumpers. She's now with the SOAR skipping team. That little girl is a beast, and she deserves to go, and I hope that we can help to get her there.
Do we know what budget is available?
$5,000.
And it's all available?
Yeah, we haven't... We donated to any other from the discretionary donations.
$500 for the business development.
Yes.
So it sounds like it's there. Do you like that figure?
$500.
I said minimal 500, but that's what we'll put on. Okay.
He's going to add a zero.
Carried. Resolution 23-396, moved by Councilor Kekman, second by Councilor Zulak, whereas the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar has received the email dated May 9th, 2023 from GTA Strategies, and whereas chronic pain affects 1 in 5 Ontarians, makes up nearly 40% of repeat visits to emergency rooms, whereas it is also a frequent cause of social isolation and addiction issues, with many sufferers reporting depression and suicidal thoughts, and whereas thousands of Ontarians rely on the services of pain management clinics to function in their daily lives, and these reductions would put their health and safety at risk as more and more of them will turn to opioids to cope with the pain. Be it resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby request the Government of Ontario to maintain OHIP coverage for chronic pain treatments and continue to provide much needed care for the people of Ontario. And further, this support resolution be circulated to Jim Kiriagenis, lobbyist for GTA Strategies, Scott Aitchison, MP of Parry Saumaskoula, and Sylvia Jones, Minister of Health and Long-Term Care. Discussion? Recently had, I think of all I heard from the recorded message, they're really promoting this across Ontario, was GTA. It was a muffled message that went on for 5 minutes, and making sure that it was a council resolution that was forwarded from before, so. They are promoting this, and it looks like I haven't researched it, but money is being withdrawn from this source. I don't know whether we have any more information from it, but the government's withdrawing money from this, and they're asking that it be reinstated or kept in there, I think. No further discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 23-397, moved by Councillor Ryan, second by Councillor Haskam. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation Township of McKellar does hereby receive a letter dated May 24th, 2023 from Reg Moore, providing a history on the creation of the Township's roads policy and commenting on discussions at the May 2nd, 2023 regular meeting of Council. Discussion? We have the author here. If you're looking to speak to it, I'll leave it up to Council. Or is it self-explanatory? I don't know. He wants to read it all? I have no idea.
I can read it if you want. Council.
I'll leave it to Council to decide what to do.
Sure.
Are we okay?
I'm good.
Sure.
Okay.
So the reason this letter was generated, first of all, my name was mentioned in the discussion at that meeting. Also, I had concerns that the council might open the bylaw up again. And with the people on these roads wanting these roads being addressed, if it gets opened up again, I don't think they'll ever get done. So anyway, after listening to the audio recording from the May 2nd, 2023 regular meeting of council, I have the following concerns, comments, and questions. Throughout the lengthy council discussion in regards to proposed resolution 23315, which is the resolution that was discussed a while ago, going to the lawyer, I heard Councillor Ryland say repeatedly that bylaw 2224 and the attached roads policy Schedule A were totally flawed, factually incorrect, fundamentally wrong. The document was just wrong. The document was flawed. The document was not correct, not factually right, and the statements in the document were wrong. Councillor Ryland went on to say that he had no doubt that Reg Moore had drafted the bylaw contents and Schedule A policies in the bylaw 2022-24. A brief history of how we got to the existing bylaw 2022-24 and the attached Schedule A policies. The McKellar Council of 2019 to 2022 decided to create a roads advisory ad hoc committee and create a roads bylaw and policies as a result of the work of the committee. In 2021-22, it was found that although the work of the committee was instrumental in the compiling of the bylaw and the policies, the resulting documents and the procedure followed in their completion to enact them into law was flawed, and the cart was put before the horse and the road work completed in Bailey's subdivision. some point, council and staff realized some flaws and started work on revised policies. When I was appointed to council in the fall of 2021, there were two Schedule A policies. And the council of the day asked myself, Councillor Ryland, and Director of Operations Greg Gostick to meet and find problems with the bylaw and Schedule A policies and compile workable documents for council to look at. After a few meetings with the three of us in attendance, it became clear to Greg and myself that if we ever wanted to get workable documents for council, we would have to produce them because it was impossible to achieve anything legal, sensible, and workable with Nick's input. A bylaw, 2022-24, Schedule A policies, and a report for the Director of Operations, PW, 2022-01, were on the agenda for the April 12, 2022 council meeting and received first and second reading. The council never looked at the bylaw or the policies again until the Committee of the Whole meeting on August the 30th, 2022. The agenda for the meeting contained the original roads policy version 5, the proposed amended version produced by Lance Shirk and Michelle Hendry, the version that received two readings at the April 12, 2002 meeting, and a proposed roads policy amendment dated April 6, 2022, that was produced by Councillor Ryland. At this August 30th, 2022 meeting, it was decided under Resolution 22-322 that the Director of Operations was to obtain an independent review of the roads policies and that the clerk was to obtain a legal opinion of the same. As a result, the September 7th, 2022 Tatum document and the September 13th, 2022 Russell Christie document. At the September 28, 2022 council meeting, the Schedule A policies as amended were on the public meeting portion of the meeting for review, and the bylaw 2022-24 was on the agenda under bylaws. The bylaw and amended Schedule A policy received third reading at this meeting. As to completeness of the bylaw 2022-24 in regards to Councillor Ryland's statements, I would suggest that if you read the Tatum Engineering Review dated September the 7th, 2022, including the attached redlined review of the Schedule A policies, you will find that Tatum's suggestions for improvement were incorporated into the document as presented to Council in the agenda package for third reading at the September 28, 2022 Council meeting. I would also suggest that if you read the September 13th, 2022 correspondence from Russell Christie, LLP, you will find that although it may be a legal opinion, Jennifer Bigger's comments and edits in this correspondence were sent to the township for review. The township staff reviewed the information and added, deleted, or changed the Schedule A policies where they deemed necessary and provided this updated version for the September 28, 2022 council meeting. To clarify, Ontario Regulation 239.02 is only a maintenance regulation for existing municipal highways and not a construction regulation for upgrading new municipal highways. The audio recording for the May 2nd, 2023 council meeting also contained comments that official plan policy don't permit road extensions beyond the 100 meters to create new lots on subdivision roads such as Deerfield and Fire Route 152. In view of this, there was very little room for future development, and therefore these roads would not sustain any impact from development traffic. My opinion of this is that development and traffic impact on these and other subdivisions is not just by way of lot creation, but probably more so from the redevelopment of existing properties by way of teardowns, double and triple the size of rebuilds, landscaping, new septics, etc. As to the validity of Section 5822 of the official plan in the above application, it does not apply as a policy because the limit of 180 meters only applies to private roads. Finally, as to Councillor Ryland's crediting or maligning me for the creation of the bylaw 2022-24 and the Schedule A policies, although I'd like to take full credit for the township finally getting a legal, workable document, I can't because of the background in the policy state the document is a compilation of the work of many.
Okay, thank you. Comments? We'll start with Councillor Ryland, maybe a rebuttal, if you wish.
I'd be more than happy to go through in detail my concerns with the document. I don't propose to do that here. I didn't bring the actual document that I had looked at when I made those comments and I did have it in front of me. I'd be happy to meet with Reg, meet with council, meet with anybody that wants to go through those things, because there are fundamental flaws in the document. And that's supported by comments from both Tatum and from Jennifer Bigger. I recognize, Reg, we have a different opinion. When I said that you had written it, or at least I understood you had written it, that is my opinion. I still don't actually know if you disagree with that statement, period. And if you do, then I apologize. But I mean, that was my perspective. I wasn't, and I didn't mean to malign you by saying that. It was simply my perspective on how it came about.
So that's, I did say credit or malign.
Okay. Okay.
And my last paragraph,
yeah,
says the answer to that.
Okay.
The background statement says that it's the work of many.
Well, over a long period of years,
exactly.
Yes, that's true. But I mean, the at least the update then to the document was primarily you that drafted it. And again, if you disagree with that, I have no problem with that. That's just a perspective.
For a comment?
He doesn't have a mic, he's not going to say
anything. I thought there was three on the committee.
There were three on the committee.
Yeah, I thought there was three on the committee.
There was.
So anyway, all I can say is that if you do have problems with it, I would like you to produce them and bring them to a council meeting so we can talk about them.
Okay. I'm happy.
Whether
to
it be a committee of the whole or whatever.
It would be a long process.
Because I've been to many meetings whenever I was on council, and
sure,
since I've left council, just the things I said in here about the document being flawed and not workable and everything else, but you've never said what's wrong with it.
I have, Reg, and I have done it in person with you too. But
you have not.
I do. Okay. Well, I don't want to get into a debate.
Grabs here and there.
If you
one
want,
one thing you said is that
I can produce a written document.
Shouldn't be referenced at all because the Tatum said to take it out of there. They did not say that anywhere.
Tatum revised the schedule that's near the end of the document. I don't remember what that schedule is called. It's a table that compares, I think, class 5 and class 6 roads, I'm not sure of that, and there's a table in there, and if you look at the Tatum document, their review of the document, it bears no relation to the document we still have in the policy, because we did not update it
to
reflect theirs.
What does that have to do with 2309.02? It's a maintenance schedule.
Notwithstanding that, Greg, I mean, it's literally in their document. I mean, and look at that page versus the document in our policy.
Put it down on paper.
Maybe that's what we'll do to help resolve this.
Yeah.
You promised a number of documents.
Yeah.
Bring those forward, and I don't like the idea personally of just the two of you meeting. I think it should.
I have no intentions of
it. Should be.
I've wasted enough time.
Sure.
It should be counsel to hear both sides. The thing that we have to go moving forward is that we have the policy in place. So, and that was a recorded vote, I think, at the previous
sure
council. So
my point would be that it would need, in my opinion, at least a special meeting, because I think it would take a prolonged period of time to do it. Okay.
But with the realization, as I said, that policy is in place, and that's the one that we're going by. So, which we know is our code of conduct, that we follow that decision, even if we don't agree with the majority decision of council. The previous council did decide to use that policy. It's in place. And whether you support it or not, we're moving forward with it. So I would say the future, however we can design that within committee of the whole or whatever, but I'd be interested in seeing these documents as well and learning the history of all of this. And,
I don't have an axe to grind. I'm simply pointing out that there is mistakes in the document, period. But and we can fix them if we have a will to fix them. That's my only point. So.
And my only point is I'd like to know what those mistakes are.
Yeah,
right.
That's
so
fine.
I haven't found them.
So you work on what those are and get the documents, and then we'll maybe set up a future meeting.
Okay.
Okay, anything else on that letter? Oh, yes. I'm getting for microphones.
Sorry.
Yes, I just had a question. I would like to get a copy, if possible, of both the legal review of the 22-24 bylaw, as well as the engineering review of that. There was probably
a township website.
No, I couldn't find it.
That's where I wrote my letter. Reviewing the township website. I didn't have the documents at home. I just reviewed the website.
The review from Tatum of 22-24.
It's part of the I'm not sure if it's the September 28th meeting, the agenda package, or the one.
No, the result of the review is in there. I would like to see the review documents.
It's part of the agenda package. Listen to what I'm saying. It's part of the agenda package.
So what
I will look.
What we need then, yes, we need the indication of how to get there, and then you say it's within some minutes, so it wouldn't be as a separate document, but you'd have to wait for the minutes to find it.
No, it's part of the agenda package for the meeting.
Agenda package for which meeting?
I think it's September 28th.
Okay, so.
I recall the revised road standard being part of the agenda package. I do not recall seeing the Tatum review or the legal review of that in that agenda package. But I will go back and look. But if somebody has it readily accessible, if they could just forward that to me, that would save me some searching. It is very difficult. I've had some correspondence from Carly lately. It is very difficult to find a lot of documentation on the township website. And
that's a future meeting where we're sitting down.
But I certainly would like those documents.
Okay, great. I think I have a note. Okay, we'll call the question. Just receiving the letter.
What was the question?
None opposed, carried. Resolution 23-398, moved by Councilor Zulak, second by Councilor Kekkonen, whereas Parisson Family Health Team is submitting a funding application to Ontario Health to expand and enhance the interprofessional primary care teams, and whereas the expression of interest, the EOI application is aligned with Ontario Health's visions to provide direct care and health care related information to vulnerable and marginalized people, new immigrants, for example, Ukraine, Mexico, India, and those without a family physician, resulting in decreased visits to the emergency room at the West Parry Sound Health Center and enhancing health outcomes and access to health care of patients in the Parry Sound area. Be it resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby authorize the Clerk Administrator to sign the letter of support dated June 6, 2023, addressed to Ontario Health, and send the letter to Executive Director of the Parry Sound Family Health Team, Peter Istvan, to include in their application. Discussion? All the question, all those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Now, resolution 23-399, moved by Councilor Haskins and Councilor Ryland, whereas JT Masons was awarded RFP number PW 2023-08 for the replacement / installation of a new foundation for St. Stephen's Church. And whereas the contractor has completed the site inspection and has informed the township he cannot determine the amount of rock that may be present in the existing floor joists until the church is lifted off the foundation, and whereas the contractor has asked for the contract to include a 10% contingency for possible cost overruns that cannot be verified by a site visit, such as floor joist replacement and chimney removal for the foundation work on St. Stephen's Church, now therefore be it resolved the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar is hereby authorized the Clerk Administrator or designated to include a 10% contingency in the contract with JT Masons and include the following statement. The statement is, a site inspection with the contractor and the Chief Building Official, the CBO, must occur once the building is lifted from the foundation to conduct an inspection of structural components such as floor joists. The CBO will determine if floor joists need to be replaced, if the chimney needs to be dealt with immediately, or if any other unforeseen issues arise that need to be completed by the contractor. The contractor shall not replace any floor joists or complete any additional work not outlined in the request for proposal PW 2023-08 that has not been approved by the CBO. A 10% contingency is included in the contract to be used only for the unforeseen work listed above. Discussion? It's unfortunate you didn't include that, but I think it's valid enough that you really don't know what's under there until you have it lifted. And I think the extra precaution here is that it has to be approved by the CBO once he inspects it too. So it won't be spent just frivolously. It would be something that would be required that he didn't build into the initial contract, I suppose. Okay, call the question then. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 23-400, moved by Councilor Zulak, signed by Councilor Kekkonen, be resolved the Council of the Corporation of Township McKellar is hereby deemed the collapsed structure, the barn, including contents located at the southeast corner of Highway 124 and Fire Route 152, surplus,
and further that a tender be released for the sale of all concrete, stone, and foundation material, and an additional tender for the sale of all wood, metal, windows, and contents, and that the tenders be awarded to the highest bidder, and bidders will be responsible to remove all material specified in the tender from the site. Discussion? Was there a time? I haven't seen the tender yet, so is there a time when this has to be done?
We didn't have the time. They're drafted and ready to go be reviewed.
Yeah.
Okay. So all the questions then? All in favor? None opposed? Carried? I'm hearing some background noise. Sorry.
Well, I was kind of too late. It was on that motion, Dave. I was just wondering that the tenders be awarded to the highest bidder. Just wondering if the highest bidder can't do it within a certain amount of time or just never showing up or anything. I just wondered whether we want to...
Well, that would have to be worked in that, I suppose. I don't know how the RFP is worded yet, but not only the price, I guess, but the time that would have to be met.
It'll be timeline, so it won't be just a free for a year to get it out of there. Mm. It'll be a whatever 45 days to get it out of there from time of release. It's the only way you can do it on this, or it'll never be cleaned up.
I think it's maybe even wishful thinking that we even get any bidders to take a lot of time.
I can't say well how much. Then
again, when I see highest bidder, it might be bids to say, well, you pay me a certain amount to haul it away, the highest bid to haul it away, and otherwise they're charging us. Could
well,
that
let's,
happen?
Let's see how it goes. I mean, it could happen. It has happened in the past, but they're being very optimistic here that we will get a situation where somebody wants the material and is agreeing to clean it up. So
yeah, we'll cross that road when we get to it.
It's all recyclable. All that stuff is recyclable. So if we get the right company in to do it, they'll clean it all up.
Okay.
But when remember, he can see some of the future, I think he said earlier.
I didn't say which future.
No.
10-year plan, a 5-year plan, or a 2-year
plan. Jeff and DeLorean.
Resolution 23-401, moved by Councilor Ryan, second by Councilor Haskin, be resolved the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar is hereby deemed aged, not in service, fire hose surplus by the recommendation of Fire Chief Robert Morrison, and further that the surplus hose will be disposed of. Discussion? Yes, sir.
So when he says disposed of, what does that mean? It's going in the garbage or what?
It's not fit for use.
Okay, so it's not going to somebody?
No, it was actually offered to the roads department, and it's not fit for use.
Okay.
It's that one, I won't accept it.
Yeah.
So that's understood. That's a good question. Maybe should be added in there as words, but it's understood. So.
Yeah, that's how I interpret it to mean anyway. It's just
mm-hmm.
garbage, right? So.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carries. Resolution 23-402, moved by Councilor Zulak, second by Councilor Kekkonen. Whereas the elderly population in our community deserves recognition, appreciation, and support for their valuable contributions and achievements. Whereas seniors have played a significant role in shaping our community and have a wealth of knowledge, experience, and wisdom to share with younger generations. Whereas June is an opportune time to celebrate and honor the contributions and accomplishments of our senior citizens. Whereas acknowledging seniors' achievements and addressing their unique needs can enhance their quality of life and well-being. Whereas fostering inclusivity and creating age-friendly environments are vital to building a compassionate, thriving community. Be it resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby declare June as Seniors Month in the Township of McKellar. Discussion? And some of them are already getting free rental, right? In the community sector, so.
You bet, so.
And you have senior programs too, I think, through recreation, so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, call the question, all those in favor? None opposed, carried. Resolution 23-403, moved by Councilor Haskins, second by Councilor Ryland. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby appoint Muriel Junk to the Township of McKellar Historical Committee. Discussion?
All new members, welcome. We appreciate Muriel joining the McKellar Historical Committee, but all new members are always welcome.
Yeah, I think she should be a good member.
Okay, call the question, all those in favor? None opposed, carried. Resolution 23-404, moved by Councilor Kekkonen, second by Councilor Zulak. Whereas the May 16, 2023 regular meeting of council, transfer station attendant Andy Ward updated council on the benefits and challenges to the new transfer station permitting sticker system. And whereas ratepayers have been using the stickers and those who did not receive them have been contacting the township office. And whereas changes to permitting systems require time to fully understand their functionality. Now therefore be it resolved the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby continue to utilize the 2023 sticker permits until the interim tax bill mailouts in February 2024. And further that Andy Ward can provide council with an update at the end of 2023 to suggest keeping the current system or looking into alternative permitting options.
So we're basically saying that everybody should affix those white stickers then to their vehicles?
I think find them first of all, because some threw them out, I guess.
Mine slid down the crack when I went to shove it on the windshield. Gone. But no, I was just wondering whether we will actually, if we're going to re-look at the system, what we're going to use, whether we want to still accept the pink cards. Until then, also?
Sure, absolutely.
So,
well, I would think, yeah.
So I'm wondering if we should, in that second paragraph, insert previously distributed pink permit cards.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I can read the date on mine, but it's still a whole card. It's getting a little frayed.
Did they last good? I know
they did.
Bottom of my console for decades, it seems now.
Just a comment. Andy had the.
Could you have your name, sir?
Tom Gibson.
Okay.
This was he may be a grumpy guy, but he does a hell of a good job. So I think we all recognize that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Grumpy, we never noticed. First, it was adding further that transfer station attendants continue to accept the pink cards as previously issued. Call a question on the amendment. All those in favor? None opposed, carried. So now call on the entire resolution with the amendment included, so it's consolidated. Call a question. All those in favor? None opposed, carried. Resolution 23-405, 4-05, moved by Councilor Ryden, second by Councilor Haskin. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar is hereby received a letter dated April 24th, 2023 from the Perry Sound High School Commencement Awards Committee and approve a $1,500 scholarship to be allocated equally to graduating McKellar High School students who will be attending a post-secondary institution in 2023. Discussion? Yes, Councilor Ryden.
I find the last sentence to be can be interpreted different ways. I would propose that we changed it to be where it says to be allocated, to be divided equally. In other words, the total is $1,500. We're going to divide it by, I think, two students, because reading that, you could interpret that other ways, I think. I mean, we're not going to get $1,500 each, just to be clear. So,
yeah, the thing with divided is that in this particular case, we know there are two, I guess.
Yeah.
It's worded in such a way that it could be more than two. But if you want to change that to divide it for two implication, that's fine.
Do we think it will change this year? I mean,
I don't know. I don't even, as I say, it's very mysterious. We can't release names and who's going to receive them, whether the
but if we're not saying divide it by two. I mean, if it did become three, if we just said divided to divided equally to graduating McKellar High School students,
right.
Then if there was five, then we could still do it, right? So
yeah, either way. Yeah.
Yeah. I just, I think you could interpret allocated to mean each, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would draw that conclusion, but I could see somebody might, so.
It says equally, so,
right.
Yeah.
It says equally.
I think we, do we have a policy in regards to, I think we need to review that. I'm not sure that it's applicable to any post-secondary institution.
I know that last year we had three, one student going on to the University of Ottawa, I believe, one girl who went to the police college, and one who went to the training center. Greg would know the name of it. Yes, Fifth Wheel Training Center, in order to get his AZ license to enable him to join the fire department in the city.
Yes, maybe if we can just have a copy of the how the policy is written, and if we need to amend it, I think that would be
sure.
Good.
Yeah,
it's a previous policy, so we'll have to look at that and see what it says. So the amendment was changing allocated to divided. We'll call a question on that. All those in favor? None opposed. So then the amended resolution consolidated. All those in favor? None opposed. Carried. We're going to sneak one in here. Okay. This is from previously 23, resolution 23-406, moved by Councilor Keckin, the second by Councilor Zulak. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby direct the clerk to contact the Perry Sound Bylaw Department, requesting information on direct costs of becoming a participating member for the use of the impound facility in the town of Perry Sound. Discussion?
And possibly and further that this be added to the agenda of the next Perry Sound council meeting.
Okay.
Just as correspondence.
Oh, as correspondence. Okay, yeah. I guess that's their decision, but yes, it's our request. Yeah.
Otherwise, it might sit on someone's desk for another 5 months.
See as an amendment, but probably should be.
Just
further paragraph, and further that this be added to the agenda of the next Town of Perry Sound regular meeting of council as correspondence for consideration. I'll call the question on the amendment. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Now I'll call the question on the amended resolution, consolidated resolution. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Now, resolution 23-407, moved by Councilor Kekkonen, second by Councilor Zulak, whereas upgrades to roads in Bailey subdivision were completed in May 2021, and whereas 26 property owners have shared the cost of the road improvements, and whereas the two-year monitoring period for defects and deficiencies has expired at the end of May 2023, and a final engineering report has been completed confirming the roads are in conformance with the township's road policy and suitable to be considered for assumption, and whereas the Director of Operations has recommended the bylaw be passed to designate and assume Charles Avenue, Susan Avenue, Elizabeth Avenue, Phillip Avenue, Kirk Avenue, and Island View Drive as highways as defined by the Municipal Act 2001 as amended. Now therefore be it resolved the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby give bylaw number 2023-43, being a bylaw to designate and assume roads in Bailey subdivision as highways for first and second reading, further read a third time and passed an open council the 6th day of June 2023. Discussion? Councilor Ryan.
I don't know if I need to ask this, but I mean, I think if, again, going back to the document Dave had about at the end of the cycle having a celebration and or a ribbon cutting out on the road, does it need to appear here if we wanted to do that? Like, do we need council's approval to do that?
We can do it ourselves.
Wouldn't think so. Yeah.
Sorry?
We can do it ourselves.
Okay.
And we'd like to invite all council members.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I don't think it has to be part of the resolutions.
Okay.
Other points? Discussion? Councilor Zulak.
I just have a question here. In the part of whereas the two-year monitoring period for defects and deficiencies has expired at the end of May 23, the final engineering report has been completed confirming the roads are in conformance with the township's roads policy, but this is the old policy, right? Should we not say something?
Which policy is referring
yeah.
to?
Should we not?
That's confusing. But
or dated such and such a time because it's a different policy now.
I know in the report it did say that the new policy hadn't been passed at that point, but my understanding from reading it that it was, how did he word that? In general conformity with the new policy too? Maybe I misread it.
Tatum was one that reviewed the policy, and his report was based on that policy. So
on the new one?
Yes.
The one that exists.
The one he was part of. So the new policy.
That's what I understood the way his report read.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's in the bylaw itself. So in accordance with bylaw 2022-24. So it's worded that way. Any further discussion? Okay, call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. And we'll ask that one too, even though it's passed. It's after, but ask for a recorded vote.
So sorry.
That can be done after the motions.
Councillor Morley Haskam?
Yes.
Councillor Mike Kekkonen?
Yes.
Councillor Nick Ryland?
Yes.
Councillor Debbie Zulak?
Yes.
Mayor David Moore?
Yes. 5 yeas, no nays. Carried. Resolution 23-408, moved by Councillor Haskell, second by Councillor Ryland, be resolved the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby give bylaw number 2023-44, being a bylaw to provide for the adoption of tax rates and to further provide for penalty and interest in default of payment thereof for the year 2023, first and second reading, further read a third time and passed an open council the 6th day of June 2023. Discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried.
to say thank you to the council for all your hard work. Appreciate it.
Thank you. You've been waiting a few years.
Yes.
It's worth a wait.
Right.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Just one clarification on that. I know it's after the fact, but and you'd said part of Elizabeth Avenue. I'm concerned about the piece that's up over the hill to the east.
Yeah.
Is that part of it or not? It does not on the diagram.
He
so.
Does not want.
Well, he doesn't want part of it. Okay.
He doesn't want any part of it.
Okay, I didn't think so.
None whatsoever.
The drawing or whatever you'd call this. Does
well, I know.
That, yeah. Okay.
But that's why it's good to say part of Elizabeth Avenue because it does extend up over the hill. Dave, resolution 23-409, moved by Councilor Kekkonen, second by Councilor Zulak. Be resolved the Council of the Corporation of Township of Keller does hereby give bylaw number 2023-45, being a bylaw to amend bylaw 2012-14, the cemetery bylaw, first and second reading, further read a third time and passed an open council the 6th day of June 2023. Discussion? Just one comment there on the bylaw itself. I think there was two numbers transposed. Where it says being a bylaw to amend bylaw, it should be 2012-14, not 2021-14.
Correct. The bylaw you'll be signing has the correct.
Oh, okay.
Bylaw
good. I just noticed that now. So. Any further discussion? Those figures? Call the question then. All those in favor? Not opposed? Carried. Resolution 23-410, moved by Councilor Ryan, second by Councilor Haskin. Be resolved, Council of the Corporation of the Township of Keller does hereby give bylaw number 2023-37, being a bylaw to authorize cost recovers or fees with respect to fire department's specific response, first and second reading, further read a third time and passed an open council the 6th day of June 2023. Discussion? Okay, you've read all over the contract, what you're agreeing to? All the questions then, all those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 23-411, moved by, I guess, yeah, moved by Councilor Zulak, second by Councilor Kekkonen. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of Keller has hereby received the consent agenda for correspondence. Call the question. All those in favor? One opposed? None opposed? Carried. Question, comment, period. Related to items on the agenda. That's for Zoom as well as people in person. Councilor Zulak.
No, we didn't do, I was just going to say, we didn't do. Announcements and reports. And
oh, I've missed that. You must have been to committee.
Yeah.
24. Good. Public notices, announcements, inquiries, and reports by council members. Councilor Zula.
Okay.
Must like it here.
What did you say?
Nothing.
Okay, we had a Belvedere meeting on the 24th of May. Just wanting to let everyone know that now the Board of Management meeting dates and the time and the link for the public Zoom will now be sent to each municipality along with the approved minutes.
Excellent, thank you. Are they also going to be publishing it on their site, the Belvedere site?
They should be.
I know I'm asking for too much.
Yeah, I will ask.
Okay.
Okay. And then, just in matters arising, there is someone interested in purchasing one of the life lease with the new contract that states in it, under section 21, the corporation's right to terminate the occupancy agreement after giving you a 12 months prior written notice. That was a stickler before, but somebody has actually agreed that they will go with that. I have no idea. And the Finance Committee has drawn up a concept for the Bank of Nova Scotia for a guaranteed loan amount to be determined yet, 1.3 to 1.8 million, and there would be no impact to the municipalities for borrowing power for other municipal projects. Like if anybody wants to borrow, like a township wants to borrow money on their own for something else, apparently there's going to be no impact. Because this is a loan, it's not, it's a guaranteed loan, it's not a line of credit. And apparently the board is not allowed a line of credit for capital items. The Bank of Nova Scotia does not need all eight municipalities to agree for a loan, only one or two, and they are waiting for a response from CEGWIN, Finance Committee Don Carmichael, and they have also spoken to Perry Sound. And nothing was mentioned about McKellar and Whitestone, who they have spoken to also. So they're waiting for the sounds of it, they're waiting on a response from CEGWIN, if CEGWIN is willing to back the loan, then they apparently they can go ahead with it. And I asked if they were able to get the loan with just one or so municipalities, would the others still be responsible for the loan? And he said if there was a call on the loan, yes, the municipalities will be responsible, and that would be collected through the municipal levy. This would also have to be dealt with at the Finance Committee, then forwarded to the Board of Management so council reps can inform their municipalities so that they know what is going on and the process before the final decision is made, so as there are no surprises to the municipalities. Also, if any municipality would like a deputation for more information, that would be welcome.
Well, it sounds a bit confusing. It almost sounds like the way EMS is set up. If they say we need more money, they don't need any municipalities to agree. Just Perry Sound, and you have to pay it.
Well, that's what the chair of the finance committee was telling me. But we have to get it in writing from the bank. And also, he said that the legislation, the Long Term Care Act, the legislation was changed, which I want to find out when that was changed. That you don't need all of the municipalities to agree on it, because I can't see how you could go and take out a loan and then you're a township and you're still going to be responsible if that loan, you know, there's a problem with it.
I assume that they're getting a standby letter of credit is what I assume.
Well, he said it's a guaranteed loan.
Okay. Or, you know, simply put, that.
But still,
yeah.
The question is, you have eight municipalities that are in on
True.
Belvedere, and so one can say, okay, we'll go and give you the, you know, put our name there, and then yet if something does happen, which I don't imagine anything would, but if something did happen, you're responsible to the taxpayers, and you're going to have to pay for it, and the finance committee chair said that the levies would go up, and the townships, but they're still waiting on they're waiting. It's all up in the air. It's just basically talk right now,
yeah.
Because there's nothing actually in print or writing. So that's what I'm waiting to get.
Well, especially if the amount's variable. I mean, you can't
get
a loan for an unknown amount, right?
It went from 5 million.
Yeah.
That was the presentation. 5 million to 1.3 or 1.8 that they're talking about. But it all has to go through the finance committee first, and then it'll be presented to the board, and so there should be a lot of information given to the townships in the meantime.
I mean, the issue for Roshan, I think, is that would show as a contingent liability on our books. I don't know that for a fact because I don't know municipal law, but in other organizations that would definitely be the case. In other words, it's not a direct liability, but it is a contingent liability, and I assume that, honestly, that the best description of it, and I think the language is imprecise, is technically a standby letter of credit is exactly what they're talking about, because everything else I heard you say is consistent with that, and I have familiarity with those. But I'm not saying it because I don't know it. I'm just saying because that's what it strikes me
well,
as.
Apparently you can't get a line of credit for a capital expenses.
Okay, but a standby letter of credit is not a line of credit. But anyhow, there's idiosyncrasies here, but I think truthfully, I mean, as long as Roshan knows this, when or if it's enacted, I think it potentially has to show on our financial statement, that's all, right? That we would have, I don't know, whatever share we would think that we would have, and I don't know what that share would be, but it was whatever, 8% or something when Don was here and talking, wasn't it? Something in that range?
Yeah, I don't know, it's the assessment, it's...
have a special name for it, Bill, but they're one of the few corporations that actually does that. Something before the word assessment, I just can't remember what it was. But I guess with that too, it almost looks like we have to do some research ourselves and not rely on board members saying you that this is legislation change. I think we have to research that. And maybe even a letter prepared to the Ministry of Long-Term Care and
that would be
just
good.
What's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And
sure.
Let them know that we're not pleased necessarily with what's happening with one or two municipalities making decisions for everybody.
And we're being told that,
right.
that the legislation has changed, that
right.
that can't happen. Well, I'd like to see
right.
see that.
Mm-hmm.
So can
mm-hmm.
we do something?
Yeah, well, we'll leave it to our staff to see,
okay.
get
yeah.
the right ministry
mm-hmm.
and
okay.
have it on the next.
And could you make sure that Roshan knows that, I mean, that it might have an impact on our financial
yes.
statement? I can't say that, I just, that's a concern, right?
Mm-hmm.
So...
We can keep our eyes open next year when we get our consolidated financial
mm-hmm.
statements and the liabilities for Belvedere and see
sure.
if it appears there.
Sure. Yeah, and it only if they execute it is it even that. But I mean,
yeah,
if
well,
it,
I would come back.
Yeah.
You know, and, okay, so that's it for Belvedere. The other one is the library. The library is still looking for 3 board members if anyone is interested or out there. And on May the 23rd, they had the Filler Spiller Thriller Workshop, created a beautiful spring planter by Susan Poff. And it was full with 25 people that signed up to it. And also, and because it was such a good go-over, that they're going to have a fairy garden workshop coming in the fall. And they also, on May the 30th, had Cooking with James with the barbecue, and that went over well with 27 people that signed up. And here is, I'm going to leave this with you, this is a picture of the little libraries that were built that are going to
mm-hmm.
be put out. And there is a fairy garden workshop that's coming that the library is helping put on. Okay.
Where are the little libraries going, Debbie? Do you know?
Right at the Four Corners, I think Greg knows where.
Okay.
Right in the middle of the intersection.
Yeah,
somewhere.
Right. Oh, did you see that?
That's where the center of the roundabout is going.
Oh, okay.
Did you see that?
That's a roundabout. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yes.
Way of the future. Yeah.
Just they're holding it until they see if this other,
cool.
if it works out, they'll find a spot for the other one. But they look quite nice. Okay, that's it for me. You can go on now.
Excellent. Other committee reports.
Counselor
Hass, I assume you want to. Oh, you knew I was coming. I had 3, but I'll be really quick. Perry Sound Area Planning Board, Dave and I both attended a meeting on May 29th. Lots of consent applications going through. I think McDougall had 5. We had a couple. Whitestone had 1, so lots of consent applications, new lots being created. Also, the Secretary Treasurer, John Jackson, is retiring, so a succession plan is presently being worked on. So more information will be coming forward on that, but I'll just read a quick paragraph here. It kind of explains the direction we're heading in. The board will change to a slightly altered relationship. Patrick would become the Secretary Treasurer instead of John. Jody would be the ongoing administrative assistant as she is now. Patrick and Jody would be transferred from employees of John Jackson Planner Inc. to employees of the Planning Board. So that's kind of, I guess, is being worked on presently now, I did.
And it's now made public. Yes. Okay.
Well, did we talk about that in closed session? No, we didn't.
No.
Know.
Any questions from that?
Just we'll let him finish the reports here.
Okay.
That finished the Perry Sound Area Planning Board one, if Reg wants to ask it.
Well, I have no problem. You wanted to talk about that one. Yeah.
Okay. Is that that's what you presented to the planning board? That's what's been presented to the planning board. The planning board hasn't voted on that. That's the John Jackson's presentation to the board, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And the board did ask for financial implications on any changes we're going to make, kind of thing, because that's obviously the dollar line will matter at the end of the day. I can't see there being much of a change that way, but there will probably have to be some subbing out of planning work. So, but anyways, there'll be more information coming.
And Councillor Haskin was the one who asked for the financial I guess, impact of what's happening here, so, and the board agreed to it, yeah.
150 committee had a full house on Saturday, the Indigenous artwork ceremony, so that went really well. We have a great piece of wood carving that we will be displaying here, and there's a bunch of timeline posters that are up in the hall, and everybody was quite thrilled with them. And now it was such a great Indigenous ceremony and thing that now when the mayor reads respect and acknowledgement declaration, McKellar is more than just words. Now we're actually action after what we put on Saturday to honor Indigenous people. So we will be having a rib fest on July 9th here in the at the community center grounds, and July 29th will be the grand celebration. So that's the next couple of events to work on. And the rec committee, you've seen minutes, so just ongoing operations there. Pickleball is almost out of control. It's getting so busy. Then we'll be involved in rib fest, and then there'll be the kids fish and fun day on Saturday, July 5th. My reports.
Great, and the parking is straightened out, I think, for the pickleball, the not parking in the post office area?
Yeah, I just have to pick up the permanent signs.
Yeah. Okay, any other committee reports? Councilor Kagan?
So there is a historical committee meeting tomorrow at 3:30 p.m.
And I know you want volunteers. Yeah.
Yeah, and we're always looking for volunteers, but there is a historical walk on Saturday, June the 24th at 10 a.m. and it's just it's a historical walk in the community here, and it just to point out previous historical places of interest, so people are aware of what was here previously, and so that's always interesting. And I believe that the Staff Sergeant for the West Perry Sound Detachment has had some conversations with Deanna Jackson regarding the community safety zone, and the main point is that we're all on the same page and are looking to have safe communities and have any prevention of any serious incidents in whatever ways we can. So that's the main outcome of these discussions.
Okay, sounds good.
I forgot, there is a Lake Stewardship and Environment Committee meeting here on Thursday at 7 o'clock, if I'm right.
In person?
Well, myself and Tony Best will be here, and others are invited, whether they show up. Most of them joined by Zoom, so.
Yeah, okay.
When I said others are invited, like members of the public, on only one occasion have I seen members of the public join, but.
Yeah,
they're invited.
But it's advertised, so people
it
can
is.
Join.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Questions, comments from the audience, either in person or on Zoom? Right.
Oh, yeah,
here.
Probably doesn't matter if I would have found it in the zoning, the number of entrances, every 30 meters you're allowed two entrances.
Right. That doesn't mean it's a separate lot. Just that you can allow two entrances every 30 meters.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the discussion around the number of entrances was just didn't really mean nothing.
Yeah.
No.
So with 50 meter frontages, it would become a mathematical mess.
Yeah.
They would still need an entrance permit, or at least your permission to do it. Yeah.
Any other questions? Resolution 23-412, moved by Councilor Hassan, second by Councilor Ryden. Be resolved, Council of the Corporation, Township of McKellar, is hereby give bylaw number 2023-46, being a bylaw to confirm the proceedings of Council in first and second reading, and further read a third time in the past and open Council the 6th day of June 2023. All question, all those in favor? None opposed, carried. Resolution 23-413, moved by Councilor Zulak, second by Councilor Kekkonen. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation, Council of Color, adjourn this meeting at
10:25
p.m. We meet again on June the 8th, 2023, for a special closed meeting of Council to conduct closed session business under section 239(2)(b) of the Municipal Act regarding the forensic audit with KPMG citing identifiable individuals or at the call of the mayor. All the question, all those in favor? None opposed, carried.